Welcome to Angel Answers with Amy and Stella, and we have some great topics today. We're going to start the forgiveness series a little earlier. Our guest that was scheduled for today cannot make it. So, Stella, are you with me, sweetheart?
Yes, I am, Amy.
Can you hear me okay, sweetheart?
Yes, I can.
We got some new technological phone lines here, so you guys can call. And Stella, how you doing? Are you how's Texas? Are you warm and toasty?
Yep, 70 degrees.
At least you
cloudy, but 70 degrees. Jake and I walked.
Oh, yeah, sure. You could say, well, we got 40 some degrees here. We had a blizzard over the weekend. Now it's 40 degrees here. It's crazy weather. So today we got some great topics for you. We're going to be talking about anger and forgiveness. And it's a topic close to my heart because anger is something that I've been dealing with for a very long time, chronic anger, which is from our past. And sometimes people don't realize that they're angry. And that anger and that chronic, it's called chronic, meaning it just keeps, it's there. It's not being dealt with. It's a chronic condition. Acute means it can be treated minor, but a chronic anger and resentment is something that kind of segues into the forgiveness situation that we're going to talk about, because if we're not angry or pissed off about something, how can we not forgive? Isn't that true, Stella?
That's exactly right.
So Stella and I are like, we're going to forgive us if we're dealing with a new, system here, and which is great. The guys at BBS Radio were kind enough to help us, with some technological advances here. So Stella, I mean, have you ever been so angry at somebody it took you a long time to get over that? Because I'm like that. It takes me a long time to get over something. Sometimes it takes me, I think, a lifetime to get over things.
Absolutely. I blow up, and then I'm done with it, but I'm not really done with it. I bury it, and then, but when I get real, like when you really, really dump on me for no good reason, and, just out of your own anger, pettiness, jealousy, whatever your problem is, sometimes I don't ever get over it, and I just don't have anything to do with the person again. Like ever, if I can help it. Because I feel like, when someone makes you that angry and when somebody hurts you that much and everything else, it's just like any relationship. It's like, why would you go back for more? And you can't trust the person, or at least I can't. I feel they're showing who they really are to you when that happens,
Yeah, I mean, we all have.
But I let it go because I want to get through the pearly gate. But it doesn't mean that I have forgotten or that I would be friends with them again.
Yeah, which we'll talk about what forgiveness isn't and what it is. We'll talk about that. We'll touch upon that later. There's a difference there. But I know for myself that when I was a child, my grandmother would comment how angry I was because I used to beat up on my dolls. I didn't know it because I grew up in a very negative household. And I grew up with the anger of my father, who I love my father, but when I was growing up, he would go into these rages. So anger to me, the message as a child for me, anger was bad. So I'd stuff it, okay? I would suppress it. I'd stuff it in. And, it's like when you stuff a garbage can, you keep stuffing it when you don't want to change the bag or do you want to empty up the garbage. What happens when you keep stuffing it, stuff, keeps coming up or you got to stuff it some more. So that's what I feel like with chronic anger is. It's like when you stuff that garbage can, if you don't clean it out, what happens, right? It overflows, right?
Absolutely.
So we're going to talk about that today. And there's some, I've got to learn how to post on these on the website here, because there's some great stuff that we're going to talk about. The anger control workbook, which is what I'm used, but anger, it can be good and bad. I mean, as children, some people don't even see their parents become angry. They just see them, they don't even see how people, it's like when you grow up, it's how people respond to anger. Like in my household, it was, anger was something that I didn't want to deal with because it always had a confrontation to it. But some people don't see how anger is represented in their household. They don't even know how to deal with it. When they become angry, they stuff it or suppress it. So there's some healthy ways we can express that. First of all, anger is like a secondary emotion. it comes from frustration, disappointment, sadness, hurt, like you were talking about, Stella, when you're hurt. You just, you know, you become angry and your walls go up. Isn't that correct? Don't you feel that
Absolutely.
Way sometimes when you're really hurt, the walls come up with you, it sounds like?
Yes. And when somebody accuses you and doesn't ask, you know, and doesn't ask you and listen to what you have to say, they just start ranting and raving and accusing you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then the walls go up and you just go, oh, well, blow them off, you know. Walk away and just, you know, whatever.
Yeah, sometimes it may be something that we say to the person, we don't realize that they're so, you know, pissed off at us about something. You know, we could send, it could be, you know, something in a conversation we say. It could be through an email. And they could really blow up at us. And we're like, where the hell is this coming from? And then, you know, it looks like, they look like the jerk. And, you know, and then we're like, okay, what did I say here? I just asked for, maybe I just asked, you know, just a question or something. You don't know what sets it off. And when you're the object of the person that is being, you know, that person is being angered, you know, they're angry about something, you're just like, what is up with that? So it all depends on where that person is. But I've learned through my own experiences, which is, like I said, this is an issue that I've dealt with for years. I mean, I've been there, done that. Sometimes people don't realize they're so angry. You're like, didn't you realize you were really angry about that? And you're like, they're like, no. It's denial. But people deal with anger in different ways, and we'll talk about that. But like I said, but when you're the object of the angry person, they come off like, you know, like a bull in a china shop, and you're like, whoa, your walls go up right away, and then you want to become angry about how they react towards you. And then what are some of the ways, why do you think some people become angry in the first place, Stella? What's been your experience?
Well, when you're always like, it can start from when you're real little, like
mm-hmm.
a parent shows partiality to a sibling, or it can be that, like the little girl next door has two dolls and you're waiting for your first one. I mean, I feel like it starts when we're very, very young, before we even know what anger is or what it means or anything, and then we realize how we react to those things, or at least in my case, I figured out that's what it was. And then as we grow up, we figured out when we were little, well, I reacted like this, so it's like in your subconscious, and that's how you react when you grow up. And then the more somebody, you know, like pushes your button, I call it, you know, and when you really, really love somebody, like in a relationship or a family member or a good friend or whatever, you suppress all this, and after you blow up, or maybe you don't blow up, maybe you just journal it and everything, but you still haven't let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that it also makes part of your personality, which isn't a very good thing.
No, it's not. And, you know, I mean, there is actually not all anger is bad. It's actually can be good. Anger can trigger
well,
us that
vent.
Something is wrong, especially if we're being treated unjustly or a boundary has been crossed. Let's say somebody has said something very nasty to you and you're like, that was uncalled for and unjustified. Anger can be like something's wrong here. It can signal that. Or when, like I said, somebody's unfairly treated.
I always used to imagine, and I still do, that I'm like a whistle, like a tea kettle, you know, and when all the steam starts coming out, how it just whistles, and that's
mm-hmm.
what I picture. Like I'm just whistling, and I'm not even hearing what they're saying.
<You
know>? Like they have the problem. And the steam forms a cloud, and it, you know, like I can't see them, and I just walk away.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I vision every time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because I don't, you know, I'm not going to argue with somebody, and I'm not going to defend myself to somebody. I know who I am, and you know, but
mm-hmm.
I just don't have anything to do with you anymore.
Right.
Because,
yeah.
you know, because of the, mostly because of the trust factor, And I'm not going to go down the same road, because how do I know that you haven't dealt with whatever it is that's in your personality that you need to deal with? And I'm not going to analyze you, so I just, you know, there's a million people in the world that I haven't even met yet, so why should I, you know, stop along the road every 5 minutes to ask you for a drink, and all you're going to hand me is an empty dipper, you know?
I like that analogy.
Well, whatever the angels tell me to say, that's what comes out.
Exactly. So, and which leads me into, you know, why we're talking about anger, because sometimes people think, oh my God, anger is like a bad emotion. But if you're dealing with something, maybe that's one of your life lessons is being, you know, dealing with anger from the past or what have you, there's a couple ways you can deal with it. One I found very well is exercise. If I'm angry, I'm on that treadmill for 35 minutes more than I should be. And I'm a lot thinner, too, when I come off the treadmill or running or something like that. If we're angry at a person, now this sounds juvenile to some people, take a pillow, make their face, you know, take an old pillow and beat the crap out of that pillow. As long as you don't beat the crap out of the person, I'm not advocating that. I'm not advocating violence, okay? I'm not a violent person. But, you know, if you're mad at somebody or somebody said something to you that makes you very angry, beat up on that pillow, beat the tar out of that. Try to get your frustrations out. Feel the emotions. That's the most important thing, is to feel the emotions, because underneath that anger, like I said, could be another secondary, that's a secondary emotion. You could be feeling sadness because this person really did hurt you. Maybe you thought very highly of this person, and they're coming at you like a, you know, like a lion ready to, you know, go for your jugular vein. You could be disappointed because you didn't expect that person to act that way. And it comes down to expectations. What are our expectations of being how we want to be treated? If someone is coming at you and they feel maybe on their end, maybe they feel betrayed, maybe they feel unjustified, maybe they're not feeling heard or validated or appreciated or respected, you don't know where that person's coming from. But you need to just kind of get that anger out. And you mentioned that Stella journaling. Journaling's very good. Sometimes we can write in our journals. We don't maybe know why we're angry to begin with, right? Like you said, it could be childhood stuff. And then you'll go back to fifth grade. Maybe it was Mrs. Murphy or whatever that unjustly treated you in front of the kids or something like that, humiliated you, whatever. You know, journaling it, really letting it flow. But feel the emotions, because the more you stuff it, the more that garbage can is going to need to be emptied out later. And there could be a number of different reasons why we're feeling it, but journaling it. Don't be afraid to let your emotions go. And I'm not in a safe manner. Talking it out is another way, too. Talk to a trusted friend. Say, I'm feeling very hurt because this person maybe lashed out at me for an unjustified reason. It could be a number of different things, but there's ways of dealing with your anger. Once you uncover the anger and once you uncover the emotions, because feelings are not facts. First of all, they're just feelings. They're just going to pass through you. And that's something that we need to kind of look at, is what are we feeling? Where is that coming from? A lot of self-analysis, sometimes you're not going to get to that point for a while. Like for me, I get angry. I'm angry for a while. It takes me a while to cool down. It really does. Because for me, Stella, what, you're a Leo, right? You're a fire sign?
Yes.
Yeah, so you just and then you're done. I'm a Pisces. I hold on to it from 1974. You know, I'm going to hold on to it. For whatever reason, I don't know why I hold on to it. Well, I hold on to things because sometimes we have what they call a personal cost, which we'll go into later. There might be something why you're holding on to something. You gain something from it. What are you gaining from it? Are you gaining defenses? Maybe you don't want to talk to that person. You're avoiding them. Or it could be because you just like misery loves company sometimes. So there's a number of different things that we're going to be talking about today. But anger is something that, like I said, which is going to segue into the forgiveness segment, which is something that Stella and I have been talking about, right, for the past couple of months now, Stella?
Yes. And you can also, you can forgive somebody but that doesn't mean that you have to have anything to do with them again. I mean, you can forgive them, and then that allows you to go on with your life and to be happy and you get your stress out and you're not going to have a nervous breakdown over it, you know? You're just going to go forward because that's what I do, you know?
Yeah, but also forgiveness is a process. It's not something you just, okay, I'm forgiving them and that's it. Sometimes it's a deep, it depends on how deep the wound is cut.
Right.
It's not, if it's a superficial paper cut, okay, you know, like if my fiance says something to me, you know, he's having a bad day, and I, you know, it's all about taking things personally too, you know, as intuitive, Stella and I, you know, sometimes we're a little more sensitive than the average Joe, so average bear here, you know, and a lot of people are like that too, but it all depends on how deep that wound is. If that deep is a cut, like a betrayal, or is something that was unjustifiably said, that's going to take you a lot longer than just, you know, walking away from it. You know what I mean, Stella?
Exactly. Yeah, it depends on the severity. It depends on your feelings for that person.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on if you were unjustly accused. It depends if, you know, like, if you're having an argument with somebody or somebody caused, you know, put you down, and because you're talking about politics and one's for one and you're for another, you know, you'll get angry at the moment, but you'll get over that.
Right.
But if somebody intentionally, steals something that you did at work and they put their name on it and you can't prove that you were the one that wrote the content, you know, you're not going to get over that too easily.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Like I said, it all depends on the severity of it.
It does, exactly.
And sometimes here, when we, forgiveness, there's different depths of forgiveness. Well, first of all, forgiveness is what forgiveness is not. It doesn't mean you're condoning the act the person did to you. If that person cheated on you with your best friend, you're not condoning that act. What forgiveness means for you, it's the best weight loss program because you're going to do it for yourself, not for that other person. It's for yourself because you're the one that's holding all that garbage inside. That garbage can needs to be cleaned out, right?
Absolutely, and it gives you peace of mind,
mm-hmm.
and it gives you a chance, the potential of healing like old emotional wounds. It makes peace with others, you know, and it gives you the possibility to move on to like a new, more gratifying relationships in the future. That's what I told you, you know. It's like when somebody really gets past, you know, the skin and I bleed, I'm done with you, because I know that there's other people out there that I'm supposed to meet and that will be, you know, see eye to eye with me or that will try to help me or trust me. That's a big thing with me, you know, to be honest for you to be honest and for me to trust you.
Mm-hmm.
And because, you know, that's who I am and loyal. And when somebody accuses me, you know, of not being like that, then I do turn into Leo the lion, and God help you.
Exactly.
So.
And I'm one, I don't like confrontation. It's because, like I said, in my household, confrontation meant, you know, you got your jugular ripped out of you. I don't like, and so, you know, as you get older and you carry these wounds with you from childhood or maybe teenage or from another relationship, and like I said, sometimes you don't realize you're carrying these wounds around. You have to really do some, you know, self-awareness, and where is it coming from, and why? And that's something that people don't want to look at the past, but if it's impacting your present and future, you need to look at it. And that's the healthiest thing you can do, is look at that segment. And then, that's what the forgiveness process is. Like I said, and I'm going to repeat it again, forgiveness is a process. It's a first of all, it's a decision. If you're going to decide to forgive someone, it's a decision that you make. Does it mean that you're you know, not going to work through the emotions of the hurt and the frustration and the anger? No. It means that's when you start working on it. It depends, like I said, on the severity of the wound. I have a relative that I do not have this person in my presence because this person has really hurt me and betrayed me. And it wasn't until recently, well, about a year or two ago, that I had suppressed it so much, the memory of the betrayal, that I would be mad at this person, and I wouldn't know why. And this person is a close relative of mine, and I would be like, why do I like this person? You know?
Right,
and it came out that the memory, once I didn't want to acknowledge the memories because it was too painful for me to look at that. But once I did, and it was very painful to look at, by the way, it's still, I had to get over that. It took me a while to get over that. And I had another a friend of mine that walked me through that, thank God. You know, this person walked me through the pain and the anger and the frustration. But I didn't want to remember that betrayal. And so now I have decided to forgive this person. But do I want that person in my life? No, not at this time. I don't want this person in my life. I feel this person probably will never acknowledge what they've done to me, and that's okay. Right. It's not for them to acknowledge, not their lesson. The lesson right. for me is to work through that anger. Does that make sense, Bella, to you? Because I feel like sometimes people are like, why don't you just get over it? I love when people say, just get over it.
We have a call.
Oh, okay, cool. Wow, I'm just talking away here. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Well, how are you? Good, how are you?
Hi, Leslie, my love.
Hi, darling. How are you? Hello, darling Stella. How are you?
Hi, we're fine. Glad to have you here with us.
Thank you. This is, I feel it's so important for oneself to forgive the other person. Because when you don't, it eats you up. You're not doing anything. That's not eating the other person up. You're poisoning yourself. So it's so important to forgive for you, not for the other person, because you don't want that poison in your body for years and years. Now, one thing I know for myself, I'm also a Leo, like Stella, and I'll get angry, and then it's over. And 1 minute later, I'm smiling, and the other person isn't over it.
Yeah.
I am. The other person is like, what the hell just happened? A windmill came through. And then I'm like, fine, everything's done. Okay. But what was so hard for me, and I think this happened to a lot of people besides myself, I had to learn. I'm 53. Mm-hmm. It took me, 53 years, 52 years maybe last year, I had such a hard time forgiving myself.
Oh,
over something I did. See, that's even more important, to be able to forgive yourself, because as I just stated, I think a lot of people can easily forgive others. It's forgiving yourself that was very, and I finally learned to forgive myself, and it was like not a brick, but a house came off my shoulders.
Yes.
Because I'm very hard on myself. I'm very, very hard. I've always been that way. Now I'm learning. You know what, Leslie? You're a beautiful person inside. We all make mistakes. You've apologized. There's nothing else you can do. You can't turn back time. You're not bewitched. Okay? And you know what I'm saying?
Your name's not Samantha.
You know, it's deep down. I'm a wonderful person, and like everybody else, I have my faults. And it was so wonderful to finally forgive myself.
Right.
And I think that's the most important thing, is forgiveness of oneself.
You're correct, and we're going to be covering that in the next couple of weeks. That's going to be our final show. Is going to be in the like I said, we're going to do 3 weeks on this. So we're going to be talking about, we're taking it apart and kind of putting it out there, because, like I said, we can make that decision to forgive, but how the hell do we do it? Because some people are like, you know, go
and
to
then,
church
and then and being angry. I mean, that's also bad for your health.
Oh my God,
angry.
Chronic anger!
And like
is
you said,
the
you
worst.
Have to get it out. Can't keep it in for years after you're going to get sick. I mean, you're literally physically going to get sick. It's going to start affecting your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And the specialist will tell you. I was watching a show on TV, and they said when you're angry or you're sad, constantly angry or sad, that starts physically affecting your body. So you go to a therapist, or like you were saying, hit a pillow. You have to do something to release those forces.
You do, because it's a chronic condition. Chronic means that you're going to continuously deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Acute
yeah.
is,
mm-hmm.
oh, it flares up once in a while, but when you're chronically angry, yes, it does affect the heart. They've done studies where, mm-hmm. you know, people that are chronically angry or, you know, sad have more heart attacks than anyone, you know. I don't know what the percentages are, but I've
Well, maybe I'll live to 200 because I'm a lover, not a fighter, so maybe that's...
mm-hmm. Well, we have to
Life's too short,
calls.
You know?
Yes, it is, sweetheart. Yes, it is. So, Leslie,
well, dear, God bless you. Happy
thank
New
you,
Year,
sweetheart.
To everyone.
Thank you for your support.
And everybody,
honey.
Go hug
we'll
everybody.
For
any fighting from anybody.
All right, no fighting. No fighting.
All right, sweethearts. You take care now, all right?
You
too, Leslie.
Too.
Talk to you soon, sweetheart.
All
bye-bye.
Right, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that is so true. It does. I was going to go into the health effects. We have another caller, sweetheart?
No, I said we will have.
Oh, okay. I thought. Okay, never mind. I'm having a chronic brain moment right now. But yes, that is so true. Forgiveness is for oneself, and that is the best weight loss program. It does. It's like the brick off your shoulders, off your heart, off your mind, off your spirit. And the most important part is off your spirit.
That's
I always
right.
feel life is too short to, you know. But I'm a work in process too. Stella and I, you know, we've talked about this and the forgiveness process. We're learning as we're teaching you guys how to do it. But I thought this would be a good topic to talk about. You know, and one of the ways that I have felt too is a good therapist. Leslie mentioned it. A good therapist or counselor, if you're dealing with this issue, and like you said, you know, the journaling, talking to a friend or whatever is not helping you, or exercise, or beating up on the pillow, or whatever. It's good to go to a therapist for short term. And just because you're going to a counselor or a therapist doesn't mean you're weak. And in fact, you're acknowledging your issues because it's going to make you a better person. Wouldn't you agree, Stella?
Absolutely, and I feel like when you withhold forgiveness and really mean it, like to yourself, whether you get to tell the person or not, I feel that you continue to remain the victim because it's always on you, and the stress is going to be hurting your body, not theirs.
Mm-hmm. Right. And
so,
you know,
when you forgive, you do it for yourself as well. You know.
Exactly, because it's like, you know, the pond, you know, the universe is like a big pond and has the ripple effect. So if you're withholding, you know, forgiveness, or if you're chronically angry, you're going to be attracting those, you know, situations to you that the universe is saying, hey, you got to learn a lesson here. You got to learn, let this go. It's like a ripple effect. It goes out to the universe, and you're going to get back what you're putting back out. What you're putting forth, you're going to be getting back to you. I don't know if that makes any sense, but that's...
Yes.
And so once you work on that issue of maybe forgiveness or whatever, that kind of lightens your load and it helps with the ripple effect. And so, if that's cheating, you know, if that spouse or boyfriend or whomever cheated on you and you've let that go and you've worked through those issues, you're going to attract a better relationship and that, you know, that you can have, it's a better relationship, better life once you work through those issues.
Exactly, exactly.
You know, but like I said, the ripple effect, it's like when you throw that stone in a pond, you know, and you see the ripples, you know, see the maybe the stone, you know, get going up and down in that ripple effect. So, which, it's true.
And the circle just gets bigger and bigger and bigger, right?
Exactly.
mm-hmm.
And, you know, what we put back, like I said, what we put back out there comes back to us, you know, and that's why... I'm a big person on affirmations, too, but that's another show. And for those of us who'd like to call in, we have within the U.S. and Canada, it's 1-888-627-6008. And outside the U.S. and Canada, it's area code 530-413-4522. And on the second half of the show, we'll be taking a break in about a minute. We'll be taking messages. Stella and I will be giving angel messages. Or if you have any thoughts, like Leslie did, about forgiveness and what it means to you, we'd love to hear from you. So, Stella, I think this is going to be a good, you know, series for both of us. Well, for me especially, because like I said, I'm working through, you know, forgiveness.
Absolutely, myself.
I think it's going to be good.
Absolutely. And everybody that listens, I feel, will learn something, even if it's just like one little thing. You know, you always learn something. from other people
if you're open
and what
to,
they
yeah,
say.
It,
and,
like I said, the goal of this show for Stella and I is if you can take away one thing from the show each week and make your lives better, then we've done our job. And that makes my heart sing and that makes Stella's heart sing. So.
Yes, and if, like Amy said, if you have something you want to call in and you want to comment on the topic that we're talking about, please feel free, because I'm sure the both of us will learn something from you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a learning experience from the universe and from the angels, whoever we come in contact with. And we're supposed to come in, you know, be with you or speak with you. So please do call.
Mm-hmm. And we'll be right back. We're going to take a 5-minute break, and we'll be right back. And welcome back to Angel Answers with Amy and the Stellar Stella. And we got phone numbers for us, for you guys to call in within the U.S. and Canada, 1-888-627-6008. And that's within Canada and the U.S. And outside the U.S. and Canada, it's area code 530-413-4522. And in the second half, we're going to be taking your calls and messages. And we'll be talking about anything you want to talk about, how you feel about forgiveness. What does it mean for you? What is your personal experience or any questions Stella you may have about forgiveness or the anger topic that we're talking about? So, Stella, you know, Leslie did hit on some good things about, you know, anger and, you know, chronic anger. Mm-hmm. Have you noticed that people, you know, you've been doing readings longer than I have. Have you noticed that people, you can sense that they're an angry person? And they may not know it, maybe on the phone, because you're empathic like I am, correct?
Absolutely. And lots of times when I pick up the phone, I can tell in the tone of their voice, you know. It's like, you know, I can just sense the anger, or it's,
mm-hmm.
or it's like they want to have a chip on their shoulder and take it out on me.
mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
yes, very much so I pick up on that. And
yeah.
And there are a lot of times people that call me, you know, I go, why are you so angry? And they get defensive, but they're not really being defensive. They really don't know that they are angry.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That is
and
so
I
true. I know. It's like maybe, you know, some people, and I was one of those people, okay? I walked around with a chip on my shoulder. I was angry for all these years until a relationship came into my life that made me aware of it, okay? And,
we have
you know, people say to me, why are you so angry? And I'm like, what are you talking about? I would become more angry at them because I was like, what are you talking about? I'm a happy-go-lucky person.
Amy,
are you kidding me?
We have a call.
Oh, okay. Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
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 Hi, who are we speaking to?
Are you there?
Yes, we're here.
Oh, okay. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Sure.
Who are we speaking to? What's your name, honey?
My name's Pat.
Hi, Pat. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good.
Good, sweetheart. What is on your mind today? You want a message from the angels, or?
Well, I just was wondering, do you see anything in the future, anything bad happening with a family member of mine? Any kind of trouble towards me?
What do you mean, negativity, honey, or?
Pardon?
What do you mean, negativity, like angry thoughts? Because we don't.
Yeah,
we don't
if I will have any trouble with a certain party in the family.
Okay, let me take a look. Let me take a look. Stella, do you have any messages for this beautiful lady while I look at this?
No, I'm not seeing any hard feelings. The only thing that I am picking up around this family member is they just have a very, like, sober look on their face. Like they're the ones that are angry. Or that they have
what,
the problem.
They are?
Yes. That
oh,
they
that have they
the problem.
Problem.
Yeah, you don't have the problem. And I'm also being told, honey, that you need to let go of your fears and thoughts of this and don't think negative. Just say cancel, and be positive within yourself, because you are going to, the missing piece of the puzzle, you're going to have answers around this, and you're going to find out that it is not you, Pat.
Uh-huh.
And I'm definitely
okay,
seeing...
Okay, I was just wondering about any trouble in the future. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not seeing that because I'm seeing in a two, like in 2 weeks, 2 months, the 2nd of February, I'm seeing where you're planting like new seeds and you're walking down a whole new path and you're coming out of the darkness and all this and you're just releasing everything, letting it go, and I'm also seeing more money around you. And I'm seeing you getting stronger.
Oh, really?
And yes, and I'm seeing you getting stronger and handling everything. And you have unconditional love around you, and I'm just seeing the load being taken off of you, honey. And are you planning to move?
Not right now, I wasn't.
No, but like in a three
like I said,
or...
Well, I'm by myself, and I was wondering, too, if there's going to be a man in the life anywhere.
Well, I'm seeing that in a three. So probably, and what I'm seeing is a shamrock, so I would say probably around St. Patty's Day. And March is the third month.
Oh, really?
Yes. And then I'm seeing, like, in a four, like, the move. And that can also be, like, where he moves in with you or you do literally move, you know?
Oh. Oh,
you have a lot of action coming in this spring. And I feel, and
wow.
I'm also seeing, like, the American flag flying. So I feel like also probably around the 4th of July you're going to see some changes. And I don't know time. I can just tell you what I'm being told and the images that I'm getting. And
oh,
the flag can,
okay.
And the
That's
flag
very
can, and the flag can also mean Memorial Day, honey, you know? But I'm seeing the flag flying,
okay.
And then I'm seeing surprises coming. But you're going to be fine, and I'm just seeing definitely a romance coming pretty soon. And this man is an outdoors person, and I'm seeing where he likes horses or he was around horses when he was young or else maybe now or whatever. But I know that horses have an influence on him.
Oh, yeah. Now, are you talking with him?
Yes.
Okay.
And also, like, I'm just seeing where horses mean something here, you know? They're significant.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's very true.
Okay.
Well,
honey,
I'm glad I called.
Well, we are very glad you called, too, and God bless you. And we have another call we have to take, honey, but you can always reach us by looking at Angel Answers and contacting us through email, okay?
Yeah, right now, honey, we're going to be launching a new website pretty soon. So,
okay, thank you.
Thank you, Pat. Have a good one.
And you take care. Bye-bye.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, who are we speaking to?
This is Marianne. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Oh, my gosh. Hi. How are you?
I'm good.
Well, good.
I'm married to put the show on. So can you give me some angel information here?
Sure. Sure, Marianne. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Let's take a look. Let me see. I'm going to do a couple. All right, here. Ooh. Honey, your guardian angel is around you very prominently here. I'm seeing a guardian angel, and I'm getting an N-sounding name here, and it's a male energy, and I feel like the name of Nate or Nathan is around this angel. You have a guardian angel that wants the message to say hello. Very dark brown hair, yes, and light eyes, I would say green eyes. So very prominent guardian angel to you. Honey, are you looking for a new job or anything like that, sweetheart?
No.
There's something about intention. Set your intention about the job because you're going to find peace around May regarding a job situation.
Okay.
But your guardian angel is Nate, and he wants to acknowledge he's around you, and I feel very strongly about that. And it looks like you have a lot of peace coming towards you, too, because of this guardian angel. It feels like, do you feel a cool breeze around you or anything like that, honey?
No, not recently.
Okay, this guardian angel saying that when you feel a cool breeze around you or whatever, that's him, you know, kind of saying hello. So you okay. know, okay, honey? So he's around you. I just thought I'd let you know that. Stella, do you have any messages for this beautiful lady?
Yes, I'm definitely seeing where you're going to start growing, like expanding in all areas of your life, my dear. And I'm also seeing you by the water, and there's success coming around business. And I'm seeing a businessman who has like light to medium brown hair, and he's always like when you look at him, it's always like his mind is somewhere else. And I'm seeing him having your back, Marianne.
Okay. You see my boss leaving? That would be a big help.
I'm seeing peace around that. I'm getting around.
I'm seeing you letting go of your fear.
For another 3 months, honey.
3 months? Okay.
Within 3 months, because I see you peaceful in 3 months. I don't feel this person will be taken out of your energy. I see you at the same job, but I see something with taken out of your energy. That's what I'm being told.
Okay.
And also, right on your face, there's a man coming in who has a lot of power. And I'm seeing where, you know, you may even switch over and be reporting to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's medium built, and he has dark hair, honey. But you've got your heart's desire from now on, practically through the rest of the year. I'm not seeing giant leaps, and I'm not seeing, like, big surprises, but I'm seeing surprises coming that are definitely going to put a smile on your face, and you go, thank God.
Yeah, I see you at peace with the work situation. I got the word serenity around you, and I got the word intention.
Okay.
So that tells me that you're going to be peaceful with a serenity. You're going to be at peace with yourself. That's what I'm saying. This man is going to be taken out of your energy. So that tells me that negativity is going to be removed.
That would be fabulous.
Yeah, and I feel like that's coming within a 3 here vibration, okay?
Okay.
Okay, sweetheart?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome, Marianne.
You're welcome, and thanks for calling, Marianne.
All right, thanks, Stella.
Uh-huh, bye-bye, honey.
Bye, sweetie. So Stella, we've got some good messages so far from the angels. I love when the guardian angel comes through like that. Sometimes they just come right out at me and say, "Hello,
yes,
tell them I'm here."
I know that was neat. That was neat.
Yeah, they just come out. So that's good. Yeah, that's definitely some peaceful resolution. And sometimes when we're dealing with a situation like Marianne's dealing with, maybe a negative boss or whatever, that's hard to kind of forgive that person because you know that they're. Maybe they're going through a rough time, and they're just negative people out there. You know, they really are. Wow.
Absolutely.
A lot of negativity.
In the business world, you just, you know, because of the politics and everything else, you have to be careful what you say, so you kind of have to swallow it and go on, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the pill gets caught in your throat. I know it did mine.
Yeah, sometimes there's people that are very negative people that we're dealing with, and that is hard to, you know, to, you're right. Not that you swallow it, it's just that sometimes that person, you know, empathy or compassion, maybe they're going through a rough time. I dealt with I'm a former paralegal. I worked with an attorney that I found out had a drug issue, and I didn't know. He'd come in, and he was all, like, erratic and everything.
We have another call.
Oh, okay. Hello,
it's Mindy. Stella.
Hi, Mindy.
Oh,
how are you doing?
God. Hi, Mindy.
Good. I love the topic. Thank you so much.
You're
just
welcome,
wish you would have done it last summer. Started it.
Well, divine timing. Remember that, sweetheart. We always talk about divine timing, right?
That's right.
Yes. I do understand. But I had a question. I was wondering. I think I'm going along, and I like the fact that you talk about forgiveness is not just a one-step thing. It's a process because sometimes,
Yes, it is a process. Sometimes it's better days than others and moments.
But I was wondering if the angels have any messages for me today.
Sure, let's take a look for you. Minnie, I'm also getting the Serenity card around you. Like, you're just enjoying right now being in your own energy, being, you have some career steps here that you've been taking, yes, and now you just need to surrender and release some things. And you have some new friendships coming your way in the next couple of months. You have a friendship that's very important, but I'm also feeling like there's a male energy around you that you've been kind of exploring other relationships, and I see that on this person that you were once attached to or dating is going to be more of a friend coming up here.
Hmm.
Okay. I don't know if that makes any sense to you, but it feels like a romance that ended very badly. This person will come back into your life, but you may just want to keep them as a friend. This person's going to want to come back into your life and be more, you know, start left, you know, kind of want to be a romantic partner again, and I just see that. You're going to be just like, I just want to be friends with you, dude. You got too many issues. You know what I'm talking about, right? Okay, yeah.
Okay, great. Well, thank you. Love the show. Keep it up.
Oh, thank
you. Well, you're
so
welcome. And Archangel Jeremiah is saying, Mindy, that everything is happening exactly as it's supposed to now, and you've got hidden blessings coming soon, honey, that you're going to understand.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Wonderful.
So you're
well, thank
on
you
your
both
way,
so
dear.
Much.
You're
okay,
welcome,
you're
honey.
Welcome.
Thank you for calling in, sweetheart.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I love Archangel Jeremiah when you work with him. I don't know if you've ever worked with him, Stella. You know, he's a wonderful angel to have in your aura. He really is.
Yes.
He really is. You know, I love it that Mindy's come a long way, too. So, but, you know, as we were talking about, sometimes when you're in a work situation or you're in a relationship, maybe with a person that's a little got a dysfunction going on there, that's hard to deal with. It's really hard to forgive that person. And it could be a drug issue, an alcohol issue, or just a personality issue.
Absolutely.
You know, so.
All the challenges that we're giving, I feel like it's for they're for a reason. You know, people cross our path for a reason, and I've had a lot of people cross my path that got on my last nerve, but it made me stronger and it made me more compassionate a lot of times. And you know,
mm-hmm. Am I one of those people still? No, I'm kidding.
Sometimes I want to hang you up by your booty, but that's okay.
Same here, honey.
No. We get through everything. At the end of the day, the sun sets for us and the moon always comes out. And then in the morning, the sun always rises and warms us for the day. And we don't have a thing to worry about, honey.
I know. That's always good. Oh, that's funny. Poor Stella. She's got to deal with me.
I know.
But anyway, as we're wrapping up the show today, we've got a few minutes left. If anybody else would like to call in, the number's 1-888-627-6008, and that's within the U.S. and Canada, and outside it's 530-413-4522. Now, next week we are going to talk about what forgiveness is and isn't, and we're going to talk about some steps, how to forgive, some exercises on how to forgive others, and it's a hard one, isn't it, Stella? Sometimes, like I said, if you're dealing
yes.
with a negative situation, that's very
and
hard.
And also, we'll tell you about, like, some essential oils and some of the crystals that you can use and carry with you. And I discovered that I've had one for a long time, and I'll tell you about it, that I didn't even realize was meant for that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, lots of things enter your pocket or pique your interest or something you just have to have, you know, that catches your eye. And it really has meaning that you find out, like, maybe many years down the road. So always pay attention to that. If something catches your eye, whether it's just a little rock in the road or whatever, just maybe you want to stop and pick that up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you had the deck of cards the message cards that you had for years, right? Now that you're doing messages with the angel cards, you had them
the
for
angel
a while,
cards,
right?
Exactly. I've had these like 10 years, and I have never
used them. So yeah, it's funny how things just kind of get in alignment, and you're like, oh yeah, because I was asking you to get a deck, and you're like, yeah, I got a deck, and I'm like, wow.
And it's,
the angels
and it's
do work.
Really,
well, God works in mysterious ways, as they say.
And
it really,
really
does. I've had stuff around here too.
Yeah. And it's really interesting that I kept them, Angel, or Amy, because usually if I don't use something in 6 months, it's gone. So
right.
So, yes, I hung on to them, and now they're, like, right here front and center, smiling at me.
And you're giving some great messages there, so that's good. Well, like I said, next week we're going to be talking about forgiveness and forgiving others, and then the final part of our series, the week after, we'll be talking about forgiving ourselves, like Leslie touched on. That's going to be a whole different topic for us. And then we're going to be having a good announcement next week, so tune in for that. Stella and I are very pleased. We've been working on a project, right, Stella, that we're going to be launching?
Yeah, with a capital P. And it ends with an exclamation point. Yes, absolutely we have.
So Stella and I have some great, we'd love to hear from you. You can email me at angelicamy35@gmail.com. And Stella, what's your email address so people can email you? We're going to put some things on the profile too pretty soon.
Yeah, my email address is stella7343@gmail.com. ATT.net.
And until we have the big announcement next week, if you want a reading or if you want to talk to us or have any questions or any feedback or any topics about the show that you would like to see on the show, you can email me or Stella, and we'd love to hear from you. So it's been a great show, Stella. I mean, the angels be with us and be around those, surround our listeners this week and next week and so on. And everyone have a great day.